Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. A funeral being held this evening at the Elim International Fellowship Church in Brooklyn for Jameek Modlin. He's the 4-year-old boy found starved to death in Harlem. In the wake of his death, the boy's parents, 25-year-old Laron Modlin and 26-year-old Nitavia Ragsdale, have been arrested on manslaughter charges. And the City Administration for Children's Services is conducting an investigation to determine whether it could have helped prevent it. Authorities say the little boy weighed just 19 pounds at the time of his death, despite his parents keeping the kitchen fully stocked with food. Well, family, friends, and advocates will be gathering for a vigil this evening at the intersection of 34th Avenue and 37th Street in Astoria, Queens. That's where 36-year-old Amanda Servidio was riding her bike last week when she was killed by a pickup truck, one that was being chased by police. The vigil is being organized in part by the folks at Transportation Alternatives. Spokeswoman Alex Sledge spoke to 1010 Winds.
Police chases have absolutely no place in New York City. They are incredibly, incredibly dangerous. There's just no way to argue something is keeping us safe when it's killing us. And Amanda's actually the fifth person to be killed in New York City this year during a police chase.
Police say the pickup truck's driver had been involved in a robbery, and when officers tried to pull over the vehicle, it sped away. The truck itself was recovered a short time later. The driver, though, is still on the loose. Now, the NYPD hasn't commented on whether the pursuit of the suspect violated any department guidelines for police chases. Well, the NYPD now on the lookout for three suspects after a deadly shooting in the Longwood section of the Bronx last night. Investigators say the victim, 18-year-old Joshua Sparrow, was on Reverend James A. Polite Avenue near 164th Street last night when the shots rang out, hitting him in the head and torso. He died a little while later at Lincoln Hospital. There's no word yet what may have led to the violence, which was the fifth deadly shooting of a teen in the city in less than a week. A woman's death at a spa on the east end of Long Island is being investigated as a homicide. The body of the victim, who has not yet been publicly identified, was found yesterday afternoon inside a guest room at the Shosugi Bonhouse in Watermill. Now, police aren't saying how she died, except that she was the victim of violence and that it was an isolated incident with no immediate danger to the public. Anyone with information is asked to call Long Island Crime Stoppers, 800-220-TIPS. City Controller Brad Lander is unveiling his plan this morning to increase moped and e-bike safety here in the city.
Lander, who is in a crowded field of Democrats vying for Mayor Adams' seat, is proposing stemming the supply of unlicensed e-vehicles where they're sold, holding delivery apps financially accountable, and using targeted enforcement to take illegal battery-operated scooters off the streets. 2023 New York City Department of Transportation crash data shows the vast majority, 76% of cyclists, fatalities involved e-bikes, even as traditional bike fatalities reached an all-time low and protected bike lane miles reached an all-time high. Last year also saw a record number of single bike fatal crashes involving e-bikes where no other vehicle or cyclist was involved. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Now, meanwhile, the FDNY is co-hosting a symposium for fire officials from across the country. It'll focus on how to deal with fires sparked by lithium-ion batteries, the ones that power e-bikes and scooters. 1010 Winds spoke with Fire Commissioner Robert Tucker ahead of the event.
We are sharing information about what we're seeing here in New York City, but we're not alone in this. These fires are happening all over the world, and we're both sharing our knowledge, and we're learning from fire departments that will be joining us.
Now, this comes less than a week after a Bronx man died when a moped battery caught fire as he was charging it in his kitchen. Homeland Security officials are taking part in the 2-day symposium, which began this morning at the FDNY Fire Academy. Winds News Time, 10:07. Well, plans to shutter Mount Sinai Beth Israel in Manhattan and SUNY Downstate in Brooklyn will be the subject of a city council hearing today. People with concerns will have a chance to speak up about the possible impact on their neighborhoods if those hospitals close. 1010 Winds spoke with Hospitals Committee Chair Mercedes Narcisse.
We have to insist for engagement, meaningful community engagement for the hospital closure. We know when the hospital closed, what happened to our community. So it is imperative more than ever to let our voices out.
And they'll discuss financial challenges driven by factors like inadequate Medicare reimbursement rates, she says. Now, although health care should be fairly accessible in a city the size of New York, Narcisse says such closures could essentially turn some city neighborhoods into hospital deserts.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.